Hello, is Rena Smith there?
Yes, this is.
Good evening. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
46.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you a white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino, or other?
I'm white.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent, I guess it's called.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Gleason Camp-Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I don't know much about it.
But if you had to choose, would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I guess somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve, sorry.
Thank you. Don't worry. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two from the list. Climate change and protecting the environment, combating threats to our democracy, improving K-12 education, border security, reducing crime and gun violence, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or growing the economy and creating jobs.
Climate change and I can't remember what the first part of it was, the lowering costs.
Lowering costs, fighting inflation and lowering costs.
Yes, that one.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Raul Garcia.
Never heard of them.
Maria Cantwell.
I think I've heard of that one, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And from what you've heard, or how do you feel about her from in a scale of 0 to 100?
About 50, because I'm not sure if it's okay. The right person.
That's fine. The next one is Donald Trump.
Not at all.
And on a scale of 0 to 100?
Zero.
The next one is Joe Biden.
75.
Next we have Marie Glusenkamperves.
Don't think I've heard of her.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is Joe Kent.
I don't think I've heard of him either.
You haven't heard of him, or?
I don't pay attention to, like, the news and stuff. It makes my anxiety so crazy.
Okay. That's fine. The next one is MAGA Republicans.
Who?
MAGA Republicans.
I don't know.
From MAGA Republicans. M-A-G-A. MAGA Republicans.
Okay. I don't. I have no opinion on it. I don't know what that is, who it is, or I'm clueless.
Okay. And the last one is woke liberals in Congress.
No.
No opinion or never heard of it?
No opinion.
Thank you very much.
I don't think I've heard of that either.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamperves?
I don't know, because I don't know much about them.
And even though you say you are undecided, which candidate would you lean towards, a Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamperves?
Probably the Democrat.
Thank you very much. Now, even though you're not supporting Joe Kent right now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support him?
50-50.
And between a small chance or just a very slight chance?
A small chance, I guess.
Small chance. Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 10 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is